In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reginald Adatula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed. You are indeed in the loop. You got John Lopez, Figgy Fig back in studio, and me, Reginald Adatula, on this Wednesday afternoon in the great city of Houston and general surrounding area.
Katy-ish, west-ish is where we are right now.
That is indeed, yeah. Because we are out at Twin Peaks. I-10, Kirkwood, come out, say what's up to us and all the other fine folks. Out here, we open up at 11
a.m. Those doors are going to swing open, and we got
swang
stuff
open.
Swang,
that's right.
Swang open
when Tops Drop is on.
and it's going to be on. We're going to be watching baseball in here. By the way, real quick before we get to the question of the day, Alex Bregman back in the lineup. Lineup just dropped.
Excellent.
So Alex Bregman back in the lineup.
A lot of positivity. That's another thing that we'll definitely have to talk about with Adam Spillane when he joins us here. Yeah. In about 15 minutes. But right now, question of the day is, what is the most old school thing that you still do? Let us know. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Because we're out here, like I mentioned, at Twin Peaks. And one of the fine gentlemen out here stopped by. Was
Mr.
talking
Scott.
With us. Yeah, Scott was talking to us. And he was like, did you see my Jeep out in the parking lot? I sure as heck did. My man has a Jeep that is completely like wrapped and everything. And it has like the Love You Blue going back to the Houston Oilers.
Got the logos, time. Got the helmets, got the Derek, got the color. And I'm like, that's old school. And, of course, that's a light bulb moment, you know. What's the most old school thing that you still do? He's still rocking that Oilers colors, Oilers colors. A lot of those people are around town.
For sure.
I guess I shouldn't have said those people. But anyway.
Wow.
I guess I shouldn't have done that.
You hear this, Fizz?
crazy. <man. laughs>
But I am old school. Like, but at the same time, as much as I'm old school, and you know, our listeners and Figgy and know this, and you're going to learn. I'm really kind of into like the new crap. I'm all everything, anything new, I'm going to try. You know, whether it's data, you know, or websites or apps or all that stuff. But I got two that came to mind.
Okay,
that perfect. I am still old school. What's the most old school thing you still do? We'll see what you guys say and Figgy. I still use, and this is old school.
Okay.
I still use north, south, east, and west when I'm giving directions. Or
you could have just stopped that you give directions. Right? Like, everybody's just like, what's the address? I'll put it in the app.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're like, all right, so, wait, okay.
Yeah.
Let me not tell you what you are. Let me ask. Do you use landmarks when you're giving directions?
No. Well, I usually use the app. But like, especially when I'm on my boat, you know, I have the GPS and I have the sonar, which will tell me exactly where I want to go. But I have, just in case it goes out, just in case there's a problem, I still have a compass on my boat. So as I'm leaving, I still say, okay, I'm going north by east at this many degrees or whatever. Just in case everything goes out, I'll know how to come back. And if somebody says, hey, such and where's Twin Peaks on Kirkwood? I'll say, well, it's just south of the freeway.
Got you.
And people are like, what?
I'm amazed that people don't have that innate sense of direction. But I guess I've just been blessed in that way. What's the most old school thing that you still do? Folks already texting in. Does this count as old school from the 409? Still put potato chips on my sandwich?
I don't know
if that's
a good question.
Is that old school?
That's what we're asking.
That's a good question. Now, 512, I'm here with you on that, though. They said when it comes to old school, it's music, right? They said they were told at the fire station that that they wouldn't listen to it unless it was blasting out of a T-Top or a Trans Am. Yeah, man, I love going back and listening to old school stuff to the point where with my little brothers, I will very much do the, what you know about that? this was sampling this song from that. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you sound like somebody's dad. You need to stop.
Yeah, well, Figgy knows I'm old school funk, man. Like, if I'm listening to music, it's going to be, you know, Bar K's, Brick, Commodores, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, just go down the list. That's why I always get a little hop in my step on the intro to our, because that's an old school beat.
Yeah.
That's an old school beat.
It sure is.
And the other one that I still do old school, Fig, I want to ask you, and I'm going to ask, obviously, Reginald on this, is this is like old man stuff.
Okay.
But I don't care. I've been doing it since I've been in my 30s. I'm kind of a low-key amateur birder. I love identifying birds.
Yeah, man.
Looking at birds. I got binoculars on my front porch because I got two bird feeders out there. Oh, that's a blah, blah, blah. You know?
That's an old man activity.
But I was doing it when I wasn't an old man. I just love birds. I just love.
So. I mean, if you like it, I love it. That is not something that I particularly have an interest in. But I do find it fascinating that folks have that kind of like wherewithal to be able to identify.
Oh yeah,
things.
That's a northeastern bluebird. That's a blah blah blah. That's a, you know. What about you? You gotta have something.
Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking about it, and for me, I think that my old school thing is I'm still gonna go pick it up in person. Right? There's so many people that have adapted to this new world of delivery, delivering groceries or pizza delivery is not new, but everything delivered to the crib. And I'm like, I'd much rather go to the brick and mortar store. I'd much rather go in and talk to.
But you do Amazon.
I mean, I do, for sure. But if I have the option to go and get it locally, I absolutely will, 100%.
Man, I can't, my Amazon guy, I'm a first name. Hey, how's Carol? You know?
Right, how's the family? Yeah. That's incredible. Fig, is there something that comes to mind for you on the question of the day? What old school thing do you still do?
Yeah, so I was thinking, and we actually talked about this yesterday, man, how whenever I show prep, man, I can't really do it from my phone. I gotta break out a laptop.
Yeah.
I gotta sit at a computer to focus. A lot of people get a lot of work done just from their phone. I gotta have a mouse in my hand, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. I gotta have a mouse and a keyboard. It's hard for me to even work on the iPad because there's no physical keyboard or mouse.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm old school when it comes to that.
In life, some days are good. And some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do we fall on this one from the 409? I haven't done this in forever. I still leave people voicemails.
Yeah.
That's old school.
That is old
school. Nobody listens to them.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's exactly the issue, right? You leave, and you having the voicemail etiquette, right?
Yeah.
Leaving your number and everything. Yeah, nobody.
Hey,
nobody's
this is
doing
John.
That.
Call me at.
Right. Call me back. Yeah, if you really need it, go ahead and text that in so that I can see that because nobody is actually calling their voicemail line.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. That's tough. How about this? This is something I feel like we need to not make old school. We need to just have all the way around from 8-3-2, still wave at people when I cut them off or when they let me in. 100%.
Yeah.
I am on that.
And like, I get insulted if I don't get the wave.
Yeah, exactly.
If I let somebody in and they don't wave, like, hey, thank you, I'm
right.
Like, okay, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, man, we just need some courtesy. We definitely need some courtesy. Shout out to the 281 who says they listen to In the Loop on the radio, not the app, the YouTube, or the Twitch. We appreciate that, but, I mean, any way you get at us, if you're hanging out with us, we appreciate this. We were having a little conversation about this one in particular because this person said they use cash no matter how inconvenient.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the place where I'm new school as heck. I don't like dealing with cash at all.
No, me neither. I have a friend that uses exclusively cash.
Oh,
like, and
that sounds like a pain.
I've given
a
him such a hard time. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? It just doesn't seem right. But yeah, some people do that. For sure.
Yeah, man. So many of these coming in. You know what? We'll keep going here. Let me see if I can speed run some of these. Fish with the cane pole. That's going to be in your
way. No, that's been decades. That's been decades.
Let me see. Someone else said that they don't play about getting their feet swept by a broom. Is that an old like kind of wives' tale? Because I'm not going to be
really.
That sounds like some New Orleans.
I got a yes over
stuff,
here,
man.
Oh okay. My gosh! I don't even know that one.
Okay, let's see. Someone said they still have a rotary phone, and I don't know. There's no way.
This is one I do pretty often too. Like, remember back in the day in the car, you couldn't. If you had the AC on, you can't roll the windows down, or it's gonna burn the gas up.
Oh yeah!
I still feel that way, man. I don't let my windows down if I got the AC on.
You're wasting gas,
right? You're burning my gas up for sure.
And then another one, when I'm getting gas, I got to make sure I like touch the car first.
Ah, to release the static electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's just, look, even if that is old school, that's just good business.
That is good business.
Just tap the car a little bit.
Yes.
That's just good business. I like that.
No reason to take any chances with that.
Tap the car on the ass a little bit.
Zero social media is from the 979.
I don't know how you can survive 979.
Voila! From the 832. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and use that one. This one I'm 100% with. 713.
Yeah.
Still use 59. Yeah, I was like, that's a question I needed to ask the people. Are we actually on this calling Southwest Freeway 69?
Yeah, we still call it Southwest Freeway.
Yeah, I was like, I got back to town. I touched down and I was like, what is this about it being 69? I don't like that at all.
No, I like Southwest Freeway. Northeast, Katy Freeway, Gulf Freeway. I like all that. It kind of separates us from the pack, so to speak. But there are some old school things. Some people said, read a newspaper.
Hey, shout out to you. I read it digitally. I'm not getting a paper.
That's what I'm saying. I don't mind the digital stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't see how you could mind it. Mine is like, why? Why would you do that?
Comfort. It feels good. And you know what? Like, there is something nice about having physical copies of things. As somebody who likes doing a lot on, like, I have a million tabs open, that being able to quickly get to what you're looking for physically matters a whole bunch. So I think that there's benefits to it. I'm just not going to do it.
No, me neither.
You know what? Let's find out what Adam Spillane, what the old school thing that he still does is, in addition to talking about these Houston Astros who will be playing a day game to finish out a set with the Red Sox. We'll do that next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.